completely dry.
They would be, if you ran your car off a bridge, they'd be on you.
That's the end of the night.
You've done
that's it.
A lot of bad, and they've got you.
Yeah, there's no more happening after that. So it kind of takes me out of the space for a minute. I'm like, why? Why did we run a car off a bridge?
I was invested until this...
Welcome to the Music Video Night Podcast, where we watch music videos and deconstruct them into meanings that could not possibly be there. I'm Travis.
I'm Jared, and we're not experts in music or videos.
What's the way? Are you trying to see if you can get a left ear, right ear kind of thing going on here?
I don't know what I was doing. I just wanted to... I'm messing with sound, you know? Okay. Just see what happens.
How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Wonderful. Doing good. So good.
Good. I put out our last episode yesterday.
Yeah.
You saw that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I just kind of forgot.
Been listening to it.
Pretty good?
Today.
Good stuff?
It's fine. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Sound quality is fantastic, as always.
And what was that video? Oh, you were listening to it today.
Oh, Vermillion. That's yes. Right. Okay. Vermillion.
Yeah.
Vermillion. Anything that we need to go back and talk about on that video?
In the words of Nickelback, never again.
Yeah, I was thinking about it when listening to it, and again, I don't like the video,
yeah,
but I appreciate what they did.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that sums it up.
I'm just okay leaving it behind.
Yeah, fair enough. Right. This week, though, we've got a banger. Wonderful Night by Fat Boy Slim.
That's the one that we're watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2004 has been so good to us.
Yeah, man. And it really, I don't know, but I think this has got to be the longest season we've ever had.
I think so.
There's no other.
It feels awfully long.
Yeah.
And, you know, we keep blaming our listeners that voted on this 2004, but to be fair, we gave them two options or three. And this was one of them, so we kind of did it to ourselves.
Yeah, and we were excited.
We were.
We were like, 2004, yeah.
Graduation
it's our time
year.
To shine.
You know, we were seniors in high school. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, yeah, that's going to be, nah.
Which may be a good summation of how smart you think you are when you're 18 years old. And when you look back, you're like, whoa, this was not a good time.
No, it's not great. It was a good time for pop.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. God, let's get into this. You ready to get into this?
Yeah, man. Do you have a fragrance on?
I do. I'm wearing... What am I wearing? Prada.
Prada Infusion.
Milano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Iris Desiderat.
It is...
dry wood, clean.
Yep.
Soapy, soapy.
Wooden clean, yeah.
Yeah, but it's good.
It's
I think
good.
That's, that, to me, I was like, that popped into my head as soon as you walked in the door because of your outfit.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, that's that.
Yeah, okay. A little bit of country, a little bit of clean.
Yeah, it was easy.
And you've got Killian, Forbidden Games. Ooh, it's got a sweet smell. Okay, so I smelt it out of the bottle a minute ago, and I was like, it's very feminine, very flowery.
Mm-hmm.
Flory?
Flowery? Floral?
Floral.
That's
the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
But it's a lot sweeter on.
Yeah.
Not
as flowery. It's still flowery, but it's very
a little
peachy.
Bit. Yeah. Peach. Yeah, yeah. So good. Okay.
All right.
I like it.
Let's get to work, Travis.
Let's do it. Wonderful Night, Fat Boy Slim.
Wait,
directed 2004. Directed by, do you know?
No, I didn't look it
up. You didn't look this up.
No.
John Watts.
Okay.
Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Do you know what it's from?
Mm,
or what he has done?
I'm going to have to say it's not The Light Bulb.
The Light Bulb?
Yeah, Watts.
Oh. No. No, it's not.
Okay. No, I don't remember.
Okay. We'll go through a couple of his music video people that he's worked with.
Have we covered him?
We have not.
Him? Okay.
No. Huh. So he's worked with The Wallflowers, Reliant K, Switchfoot, Jason Mraz, and Swedish House Mafia.
So this is right in the middle of him, of his career.
This is pretty close to the beginning of his career.
Okay. Well, you said, like, The Wallflowers, so I'm assuming 90s for that.
I think 2000s, early 2000s.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, maybe late 90s. But anyway, then he's done some TV shows, such as The Old Man, which I think is on FX with Jeff Bridges right now. And he is also directing the new Star Wars Skeleton Crew show with Jude Law.
It's out, like, right now?
Maybe it's out right now.
I think it's on the way out, yeah.
Now we can talk about movies. He directed Cop Car with Kevin Bacon in 2015. He directed Spider-Man Homecoming, Far From Home, and No Way Home.
He was the director of all three of them?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Uh-huh. He also directed the new movie that just came out called Wolves with Brad Pitt and George Clooney.
Mm, I want to see that.
It's really good. I watched it the other day. It's fantastically funny.
Okay.
And yeah, really good. And he is also involved in, maybe directing, maybe producing the new Final Destination Bloodlines movie that is coming out in 2025. Right. So he's kind of a big deal.
That's why. So his, to correct and confirm myself, this was his time for music videos.
Yes.
And he's like, nah, I'm better than this.
Yeah.
I got other stuff to do. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he definitely moved up in the world quickly after this.
Hmm. Okay, interesting.
So, yeah, kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Don't trash him.
Okay.
But yeah, okay. Anyway, that's it.
Okay.
That's all for director.
Fine. Great.
Surprising.
Yeah, I would, but you never know. It's early career. We don't look that stuff up, and a lot of times don't put stock into it to track.
We don't
track their careers a whole lot. I assume you've heard this song before covering this.
Yes.
I've never heard this.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, until this, but like 2004, not at all.
Mm, okay. I remember it back in the day, but I also remember it. I think they play it at like Knicks games or Cavs games when they win a game at home or something like that. It's kind of a big deal that they play this at the end. And then it was also in a video game.
I have a note that it should be in a video game.
It is in a video game.
Okay.
Maybe DDR or Guitar Hero or something like that. I think DDR.
I could see that. Doesn't make sense for Guitar Hero.
No, yeah. I think it's DDR.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool.
That's that.
All right. So, that's it. You don't have anything from it?
Mm-mm.
Like, you haven't, like, lived a life where you were involved with this Fat Boy Slim song?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. Yeah, I was very familiar with it, but it has no
no meaning.
No meaning on my life.
No, it is not this song, but Fat Boy Slim, for some reason, just reminds me of being in the tanning bed. Like, you know how they have like music on and it's usually just the radio?
Okay.
Fat Boy Slim's on a lot when you're in the tanning bed.
Yeah. Well, this is not his most popular song.
Yeah.
Definitely not the most popular music video. I think we both know what that one is.
Yeah.
And we may cover that one day.
As a surprise.
As a surprise?
Yeah, just because we're not going to say it right now.
Yeah, leave your guesses.
Leave them.
Comment and leave us a guess. You know.
All right, let's walk through this zombie.
Oh, I forgot I had to do
that. Oh, yeah.
That's no fun.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. So you have a gentleman who gets out of a limousine onto a red carpet. I assume it's a limousine. Anyway,
maybe
onto a red carpet with a couple dancers behind him, and they start dancing and singing the song. I'm assuming they're in New York City, based on the neon signs that kind of flash by when they're walking down the street, and it has like Empire and stuff like that. Then a full moon shows up. He turns into a werewolf, rips off one of his dancers' arms. Then there's another scene where they're walking through cities and seeing neon signs of random sexual content. He goes into a club. He goes into a gas station, starts destroying things. He gets kicked out of a bar. He wakes up the next morning back into a human and picks up his hat.
That's close. That's like 60%. I feel like it could have been like that. Could have been even quicker. Like, you made it hard on yourself because you didn't practice it.
I really did. Yeah, I did not practice at all. I completely forgot I had to do a
these three dudes in New York dance together. One turns into a werewolf and goes on antics and then wakes up.
Yeah. Okay. That's even better. So you should do them every time.
Oh boy.
From here on
no,
out.
I get a pleasure out of this. Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a meta note that I want to
Already, okay.
Yeah, a meta note.
Already meta.
Yeah.
Early.
Because it struck me very early. Because when we have our own, you know, we do our music video nights, our big extravaganzas from time to time. But we also do our own separate ones. And we all watch our music videos.
Mm-hmm.
This video for me set a pattern for what must happen at your household.
Okay, the night I watched it.
Yeah, and the night you watch that, I would say y'all, maybe you, but y'all watch things. It seems to me that at some point in the night, y'all just turn giddy. You just start having fun, and you maybe are dancing or you're vibing and laughing, but the video is no longer a part of it.
Maybe.
It was this song and then that Childish Gambino one where they're dancing. Like, y'all just start Lindy hopping at the house. You start swing dancing together and just are having so much fun that you forget that you're watching music videos.
So I can see how you got there, but I can tell you how this actual song did come about.
I would like to know
and
that.
It was, again, I've talked about this before. Sometimes we just say random shit and look for a video. Well, I was actually looking for a song that I had in my head, and I didn't know what the name of it was, but I know it says Wonderful Night in there, so I said Wonderful Night, and this is what popped up. This is not the song I was intending to watch.
Well, that's good that it also happened to be 2004.
Yeah, it did. So, good times.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was my guess.
It's a good guess.
Party. Also, another thing is, while watching this, it might as well have been the first time, because I forgot. We watched it the other night, a couple weeks ago.
We did.
I did not remember the werewolf. And when it happened, I was like, huh.
That's fair. It may have surprised me, too.
Again?
To be honest. Yeah, again.
Because I kept pausing this at the 1 minute mark, and I was like, this is going to be rough. Like, I'm having a tough time.
Yeah.
And then, like, I kept playing, and I was like, I don't remember, like, we must have switched this off or something. And then when the werewolf happened, I was like, oh, so werewolf in this?
We definitely watched it all the way through.
Yeah, we had to have.
But yeah, it kind of surprised me too. I forgot that there was a werewolf involved. Okay,
perfect. So we started in the same place today.
Yeah, we really did.
All right.
It is a nice little surprise that gets you kind of back into the video.
It gets you into the video at all.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. I think the dancing kind of gets me into it to begin with, because I like dancing, you know that. But it does kind of lose you for a second until he turns into a werewolf.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Good times.
So, let's start at the start.
Start at the start.
Yeah. I only have a couple of clues into when this guy turns into a werewolf. There's only like two that you have any idea it's coming.
Oh, okay.
His wolf cane.
Okay.
You didn't put that together?
I didn't.
So that's 5 seconds in.
Yes.
And then at 1:05, when they're walking down the street, there's Full Moon Club.
Yeah.
So those are the only two things that lead us to... It doesn't even lead us. It's just, you know, afterward.
Yeah. It's predicting the future.
Yeah. That he turns into a werewolf.
Okay. You caught the cane. I did not.
Yeah. So I wanted to start there, too, because here's... They say there's a very fake expression. I'm just not coming up with this.
What did you just say?
I said there's an expression. No. There's an expression that I'm just now aptly throwing at this video, to where we get off on the wrong foot, okay? And you can apply it to the dancing, but the first thing we see, him getting out of the car onto the red carpet, and then he steps off the red carpet.
Does he? I didn't even notice that.
They walk away from it. It's rolled out to them. He goes away, and they start dancing in front of the car, which is not a limo. We just looked at it.
It is not a limo. That's correct.
And so I was like, that's what happened here.
He got off the
red carpet. Off on the wrong foot.
Yeah, he got off the yellow brick road.
Yeah, they got off track. They literally had a track, and they just got off of it.
That's fair. It does go awry pretty quickly from the moment it starts. Yeah.
So after they get out, and they the singer is our lead dancer, I guess, / werewolf, and he's got two people accompanying him. I want you to see it. Red carpet is rolled
red
out.
Red carpet.
Boom.
First step on.
Wolf cane. And let's get off that red carpet immediately.
He doesn't even take a step on, like, down the track.
Nope.
He just goes immediately off.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you kind of pieced that. I guess I did notice it. It's hard not to notice, but I didn't really pay attention to it.
Yeah, sometimes the metaphor escapes us, you know?
Right.
All
right,
so after that, he's joined by two dancers that do not come from the vehicle.
No.
He gets out, and does he get out of the driver's seat?
He does.
Okay.
But it could also be an English vehicle, so it may not be... Because it does look like an English vehicle.
It's what, like a 30s or a 40s car?
Gotta be.
Yeah.
Probably 40s. 40s to 50s. But yeah, it could be like an English car, so it could be on the wrong side.
Yeah. And now, we don't know where we are. That says Broadway, and there's like signs for, you said what, New York?
Well, yeah, I think the Empire, meaning Empire State Building, there are a couple. I did look these up. So, like, Waverly Restaurant is a restaurant in New York.
So it's New York. We'll just stop there.
But yeah, I'm assuming it's New York.
Okay, so then, and it's probably not an English car.
Maybe not. It's
possible.
But.
And time period-wise, they are dressed in, I assume, near years of the car? Because this video is set then.
I think the places that they're going it is, but like the gas station and stuff like that completely takes that away. So yes. I think they're going to places.
Costume parties?
Yeah, maybe something like that or you know, themed restaurants, themed bars.
Yeah, that was a really stupid thing of me to say.
Well, when he's in the club again, obviously, that's
well,
not.
Well, hold
tattoo
on.
Tattoo artist.
Yeah. I'll defend myself a little bit.
Go ahead.
Before he changes, they're in a time period. After he's a werewolf, we see all the nows. We don't see anything of now while he's while he's not the werewolf.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
I have too many theories now that I could have used about 2 hours
that's
ago.
That's okay. You'll bring them up and destroy anything I come up with. I do want to talk about what I think it possibly is.
Yes, please.
And I think... He's not really a werewolf.
Okay.
I think he's just spending a night out on the town. He does a little too much, gets a little too inebriated, and views himself the next day when he wakes up as a monster.
Yeah, looking back on it.
Yeah, looking back on it, how he acted.
Sure.
I think it may just be simply, which contradicts the name of the song, A Wonderful Night. It's just a really shitty night.
He just kept telling himself it was.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful night, boys.
It's
a wonderful night.
Until he realizes it really wasn't that wonderful of a night. I think that's possibly what it is. Maybe just a warning of having a good night, but not overdoing
overconsumption.
It.
Yeah, that, and that's perfectly fine for what this is.
Yeah.
Let's just keep going. Let's just keep walking.
Okay.
All right. So then he dances into a bar. Inside, it looks like a hotel. Very big bar, a lot of people chatting in old-timey clothes. You know, they sing. There's a little picture of a person spinning a record in the background. And we see maybe the guy from Criminal Minds.
Oh,
did you catch him? I did not look, just in case. So right here, it's when he's at the bar, he turns around, he's surrounded by people on the right in the Ascot, directly by him. Boom.
Oh, does look like...
Who else looks like that guy? It has to be him, right?
Spencer.
Yeah.
From Criminal Minds. That's absolutely Spencer.
Yeah. There's no way it couldn't be.
Yeah. That's 100% him.
Yep.
Nice call. I didn't even catch that.
He's a striking looking person.
Yeah.
And then I was like,
oh, he's very distinct. I'd never paid any attention to him. Otherwise, I would have got that because we watch it a lot.
Yeah. Oh, it's Criminal Minds?
Yes. My wife is addicted.
Never seen an episode.
Oh, we've seen it so many times. I'm getting tired of watching
it.
How many times we've seen it.
And then he cheers, he does a little thing, goes outside. Uh-oh, full moon.
Full moon. Do you want me to keep going? I don't know.
Yeah, it's your turn. You pitch it to me, man. Sell me this.
So the first thing he does after a full moon is rip his dancer's arm completely off.
Yeah.
Which seems a little aggressive.
It does.
But I have a theory as to why, and we'll get into that in a minute. But from then on, it's complete chaos, right?
Yeah. He's a mess.
and dare I say a horny mess.
Sure, you may. You may dare to do so.
Okay. So it is completely him after women at this point, but fighting with men.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Yeah. And cars and police.
Yeah. He does. He steals a car and then runs it into a river off of a bridge.
A pretty big deal.
Pretty big deal. Also, to be fair, worst part of the video.
What?
The montage? Him driving off of a bridge.
That's your least favorite part?
It's my least favorite part.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
Okay. Like, he's not wet? Like
he's not wet. Yeah, like it doesn't fit the video. You don't see him get out of the car. It's just a car driving off of a bridge.
Like, they filmed a cool stunt.
They did, but it doesn't fit into the video in any way, shape, form, or fashion.
Yeah. There's no... It's as if within the world it did not exist.
It did not exist. It didn't actually happen.
Yeah. And he got away from the cops.
Completely dry.
They would be, if you ran your car off a bridge, they'd be on you.
That's the end of the night.
You've done
that's it.
A lot of bad, and they've got you.
Yeah, there's no more happening after that. So it kind of takes me out of the space for a minute. I'm like, why? Why did we run a car off a bridge?
I was invested until this Dukes of Hazzard nonsense. So yeah,
worst part.
Okay.
Driving a car off a bridge. For no reason.
Oh, I love it. That's great.
Okay, anyway. And then I don't know. I don't remember what happens after that.
It's pretty much just like he... That's the end of his night.
That's where I check out.
I think after the bridge, actually, is when he starts walking through the signs.
Is that after that?
Yeah,
that's after that. See? That makes no sense.
Because that's the only way you can cut away from that is to be into a dream world. Because all real things are done.
Yeah.
If you crash into
That's the end of the night. So does he... Does that kill him? Does he die?
Does he die?
And the rest, no, because he wakes up in the morning.
Yeah, but you could argue, did any of it happen? Is this a story he's telling everybody? He's like, man, I was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, all this first part, like, hey, me and my buddies were out. We were having a good time. But then I ripped Johnny's sleeve. And then I got hammered, and I was doing all this wild stuff, man.
Okay.
So that's Travis's theory.
My theory. Yes, it's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I got hammered. I stumbled around a gas station. We thought we were getting pulled over, and then I splashed in a puddle.
So
fell asleep in the bar.
So, okay, I'll go into my second theory. Yeah. We're already here, right? Okay. The theory is he just won the lottery.
Okay.
Which is why he bought this fancy car with red carpet. He hired dancers.
Doesn't know how to walk down the red carpet.
Has no idea what he's doing. He does not belong in any of this.
Okay.
But I imagine this is what a young man would do with his money. Say, I'm going to go have a night on the town.
If we can say maybe he's a streamer. And this is like his thing is wearing these like...
Content. Yeah. YouTube content maybe.
Yeah. He wears the mask.
Yeah.
Because he's not a real werewolf.
Sure. Well, so... The theory goes, though, he gets too drunk, and then he just makes up the rest of the night.
Okay.
So everything you were just saying is all bullshit. It's just him. He walked into an alley. He got mugged.
Yeah.
Got completely beat up, and then he made up a story to tell all of his friends later on. And all this other stuff is exaggerations of what actually happened.
Sure. Fine with it. Fine with all that.
It's essentially what you were just saying.
Yeah, same thing.
He's just making shit up.
Yeah, and I don't even think his night was that bad, because if we cut, like, it's not that bad, it's not that good, because at the end of this video, considering all that this man has done, supposedly, his suit is spotless.
Oh, sure, yeah.
If you ran from the cops crashing a bridge, were at a hookah bar, and stealing everybody's drinks, you'd be a mess, and when he turns back into a man... Do you feel that he's had a rough night? He just looks like aggravated.
His shirt is untucked, and that is about the max of it.
But he's not even like ashamed or scared. He's just like, well, you know, Wednesdays. it's not anything exciting.
No, because he knows he's going to make up a bunch of stuff about what happened anyway.
Okay. Fine.
I don't know.
I'm going to get to... This isn't a theory.
Oh, okay.
The main reason being... I don't really have theories for this.
You have no theories?
No, I mean, what we just said is like something that I thought of, but I didn't, not worth writing down.
Thanks.
I meant the way I explained it. I was explaining, like, you know, it happened, but it's exaggerated. You were saying he's making it up for a person. I think I like that better.
Yeah, the lottery, that seems, winning the lottery, dressing up ridiculously, yeah.
That, because those are things that somebody with money would, I didn't equate that into it. So, yes, no, I like yours better than me just saying, okay. Oh, he's making, yeah, no, you're fine. No, is that this guy, if we take the video literally, and it is real, mm-hmm. this guy is a dickhead.
Sure.
He's not a werewolf that's uncontrollable. So,
So silly.
But it's also sad that these, if that's all, you know, that we could come up with, they didn't leave us a lot of room. So, because first thing he does, yeah, he rips off his friend's arm. Yeah. We're assuming his friend. We don't know if he's his friend.
He's a hired dancer.
Yeah, he just rips off his arm and then pushes the guy down. But then he goes to the bar and he drinks and he parties and he's fine. Like, what he's doing is consciously doing it. Now, yes, you're right, he is fighting dudes, but he's also getting slapped by women. And he's not so out of control he can't pause for karaoke.
Right.
So he is in control of himself. He's just an asshat.
Yeah.
And mistreats people. Which right there, we just passed it. I just want to say my favorite part of the video.
Which one?
Is when he's crashing through the chips.
Oh, okay.
That's absolutely.
In the gas station.
Yeah. It just is. He just looks in the midst of it, man.
Yeah.
Totally his fault. It's funny to me.
Okay. So that you, it's a great segue,
okay,
to my next theory, which is all real.
Mm-hmm.
In this world, werewolves are real, but okay. He's the last werewolf.
Okay.
He is used to being able to control himself. So going out for a night on the town on the night of a full moon is normal because he usually knows how to control himself. But it's werewolf mating season.
All right, I like it.
And he is the last werewolf, so there are no other werewolves to mate with.
So he's just lashing out.
So he gets territorial with men because it's in his genetics. He can't help it.
Yeah.
So which is why he tears off another guy's arm and why he is constantly fighting dudes, because every time he gets around a guy, he gets territorial. And he gets overzealous with the women, which is why he's getting slapped and pushed away all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So he is just a werewolf in mating season.
He's in heat.
But he's the last one. He's in
heat. No, I love it. That's the best. I like that a lot. But I do. What do you mean by. I just thought of something too. You mentioned a little while ago. Oh, I'm not going to remember it. But why. So you said it's normal for them to go out on a full moon, but
has learned to control the affliction
because he's the last one.
Maybe they all know how to control it, unless again it's mating season. But he's not used to mating season because he's the last one.
That was one of my complaints about this video in general, is that that contributes to him being an asshole. If you're a werewolf, you know exactly when the moon is out. You know,
yes,
every time.
Look, I spent a lot of time on this theory, so I was like, he shouldn't be out anyway. Unless
he knows better. Yeah, unless it's okay.
Unless it's
okay. And he's not, now aside from the arm ripping, there's not a lot of violence.
No.
He gets in fights and loses them, arguably.
Yes.
You know, he loses to most of the people he fights.
He does.
So werewolves, if this is the case, are really not that dangerous. And if we want to lean into the video, the werewolf mask, he looks fluffy and his teeth are soft. Like, he doesn't look that. So maybe they are just like more puppy,
they are,
type deal. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, with superhuman strength.
I remember what I was going to say about the lottery theory.
Okay.
Was that it ties in with the lyrics, because he mentions winning the lottery.
Yes.
So it that could be like a little, you know.
Which is another point I was going to bring up, because I printed out the lyrics to this, and I highlighted two lines for you to read. Did you read through the lyrics?
No.
I forgot to bring it with me.
Oh, this would have been a big moment.
It would have, because reading it makes you feel like you read on a first grade level.
Okay.
It's ridiculous to try and read.
Okay.
It makes no sense,
mm-hmm.
and there's no flow to it. But when he's singing it,
it makes it work.
He makes it work.
The artistry of it.
It's weird.
Okay.
But try reading it, and it's hilarious.
Wouldn't you... We should do that. Okay. Yeah, we should do that. All right. So, that's definitely, I think, the meaning that couldn't be there. And I like it a lot.
Oh, werewolf in heat?
Werewolf in heat, I think, is the winner of the day.
I did it.
You did it.
Yes.
Because there's just no other reason for him to be acting like that. He's just like really horned up, fighting and effing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I bleeped effing even though I've cussed the rest. I said ass like 15 times. This felt right.
Well, I felt very pressured into coming up with a good one today because I've been lacking.
I don't think so.
And you've come up with some better ones.
I don't feel that way.
In the 2004 genre, you definitely have.
Yeah. I was only thinking of it like you felt beholden because you're like, all right, I know he's going to have a rough one. So I owe him this.
That might have been a little bit of it. Just a little bit.
Speaking of owing, I'm gonna give you props here on live on air.
Oh, okay.
Because during music video night, this is just totally, I don't know why I'm saying it. We watched the new Lady Gaga video for Disease.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not even remember the quote, but I think about it every day since then.
Really?
When you were like, you know what this video is she owed us this.
Oh.
And I was like,
yeah.
I was speechless, and I still am. There's nothing, that's exactly right.
Okay.
She owed us this video, or she felt like she owed us.
I don't even remember the video,
mm-hmm.
but I remember that it was good,
mm-hmm.
and I remember what was going through my head is some of the shit she's done lately. Like mm-hmm. the Olympics.
Yeah, and that's... We're not going to talk about performance or anything like that. Just the basic videos and songs she's been putting out.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it was really, really good. But yeah. I'm glad you remembered that, because I completely forgot.
I looked at you and I was like, God damn, I got nothing else. That's exactly right.
Nice.
Okay, sorry. Off track there.
Lately. That's all my theories, though. I don't have anything else.
Okay, well, I'm going to flow right into what I would change then.
Oh, good.
Okay, so I think the concept...
Yeah, please tell us what you would change about John Watts' mega superstar
John,
director's music video.
Listen up, John. So the problem here is that this video is absolutely god-terrible until 1 minute and 40 seconds. After the werewolf starts happening, the idea for this concept, love it.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot that could be done here that just wasn't.
Okay.
Which gives me my nonsense rating of... I give it my nonsense rating of, oh, look at that.
Okay. No even number?
No. Nope. If you want to say one, oh, yeah.
Look at one, that. Oh, look at that. Yeah. I gave it one pair of werewolf blue balls.
Perfect.
That's
for the
what I gave it.
So, basically, the ratio is off. This, for at 140, which is this video is 3 minutes exactly, I think. Over half the video is nothing,
sure.
And then suddenly it all happens and it's too fast. You take, because the opening of it is not a setup to a story or anything. It's just them dancing, right?
Correct.
And so you can show that in 25% of the video. You can do it in 30 seconds. You can do it in 20, 45 if you have to. And then get to the werewolf stuff, which then you can give the werewolf stuff more story.
Sure.
Not even, like, because most of it is funny. There's not a lot going on. It's silly.
Right.
But you could actually give it some type of arc to call back from what you had when he was sober. Like, give us what it means to be a werewolf, even if it's silly. Like, why is he doing the things that he's doing? Ground it in those first 30 seconds you made. You only have, you know, make it tie into it in some way other than, oh, he's surprised he's a werewolf.
Okay. I like that because you're not trashing it.
No.
But it would make it better.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first minute and a half you kind of check out.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes it very hard to watch. And it feels way longer than... until. So it does feel like, even though it's 3 minutes, it feels like the opening part of it is 2 minutes.
Yep.
2 minutes, 30 seconds, and then you're a werewolf for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
That's how it feels because of the disparity in the story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's one way. Just give us more werewolf story.
I can't believe I missed Spencer.
Yeah, you blew it.
But no, I like that. So I wasn't even going to tackle what would make this better.
I have another
one. I literally just put question marks as just far as...
What would you change about it?
What would I change? I did write... No, I didn't. I wrote nothing.
Okay. Great.
I felt intimidated because I legitimately wrote this down. You know, I went through our list of things.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it down after reading about the director, and I was like, what am I going to say to John?
So you messed up.
I did.
Just always do that after.
Yeah, I should have done it after.
Always do it after.
Yeah, I messed up.
That's an honest mistake.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing I thought that could make it better is these dancers, they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
They're obviously related to our main character, and then he rips an arm off and they run, right?
Yeah.
Have him not... They can still be just as scared and surprised. It's keep the silliness of this video. Don't rip his arm off.
Okay.
But have them curiously and scaredly still dancing with him while he's a werewolf, while he's doing all this.
Okay.
Like, they're keeping their distance. He's their friend. He's not killed them. But they're like, yeah, it's a wonderful night. Like, scared or, like, okay, keeping tabs on him,
yeah,
while like he's that, the werewolf. Yeah. And everything else can stay the same. Just have them, because it just adds a level of funny they didn't know. We are them in this video. Like, hey, Travis, are you okay? You're a werewolf. And, like,
yeah,
you know?
You can relate to them a little bit more.
Yes, than him, because I don't connect to this dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just have stick him around, man. Let him have fun with him scared.
Okay. I actually like that. Yeah. I think that would make it better.
Okay, so the first one, no.
The first one, no, not necessarily. But that one, I do like.
It keeps the comedy, it keeps the tone.
And I don't mind him ripping someone's arm off. Just leave the dancers alone.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
those
sure,
are your
sure,
buddies.
Yeah, but I mean, the concept of him causing all the chaos is really funny.
Yeah.
Like, a werewolf just tearing shit up, that's great. And he's not, like, it's not bloody or anything like, I mean, also, in fairness to this video, werewolf videos.
I know what you're going to say.
You're up against the yeah.
Yeah, you are.
You lose.
Yeah, that one's way better. As far as werewolf videos
werewolf
go,
action.
That one is so much better.
Although,
also, what year was that?
That was like 2007.
Okay.
Eight.
Not too far after this.
But in fairness to that, we don't know if he's a werewolf in Yes, right?
He's definitely
a werewolf. He's a wolf man. He's a wolf the whole time.
Mm.
We don't see him as a human.
We don't, but he's a wolf that gets nighttime.
Yeah.
And
but he like goes Super Saiyan. I don't know what the term would be. He's already a wolf man and then just snaps.
Yeah, he
so,
does.
So like he goes in a tier of a different wolf.
Yeah, in that video the red light sets him off.
Yeah, so he's already he is what he already is and then turns worse.
Okay. We just assume he's a werewolf. Either way.
He's a werewolf. I'm just arguing.
Yeah, comparing apples to apples. The Yeahs killed it with a werewolf video.
Yes, agreed. Boom, boom.
What was the name of that song? Just so our listeners
heads will roll.
Heads will roll. There we go.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Acting. Let's talk about the acting, because we are talking about these dancers a little bit right now, who do a fantastic job, by the way.
Yeah, they're dancing great.
I think Fatboy Slim does just fine.
Wait.
I'm assuming that's Fatboy Slim.
Is it not? No, it's not.
Is it not? Oh, it's just some dude.
So I think he's just a featured person. I think. I thought Fatboy Slim was a white dude.
Yeah, this is a white dude.
This looks like a Hispanic man to me.
Okay.
Well, right now it's werewolf.
This is bad.
So, hold on. So, I often, in my head, mix... So, I know who Moby is, okay?
Yeah.
But musically, they overlap to me.
Moby and Fatboy Slim?
Yes.
No. So,
this song right here, the upbeat, Praise You Like I Should, just like that, you know, kind of vague, dancey... No? Not to you?
No.
Okay, well, pardon me.
Fatboy Slim is a rapper.
So I don't know if that's Fatboy Slim. You would know it before me then.
I honestly just thought it was the whole time. I don't know what he looks like.
Well, it doesn't say.
I assumed he was a white boy.
Uh-huh.
And he looks white to me in this video. So.
Okay.
It just looks like a
He looks like a Hector to me. I don't know why.
Okay, well, maybe y'all can let us know. We'll obviously look it up after this. But
you're probably right, because it says Fatboy Slim. It doesn't say... See, right there, isn't that him? I would assume that's like the picture on the side.
I think that's him now.
Yeah, but is that him?
I don't know.
20 years ago?
Quite possibly.
No way. There's not a chance.
That's definitely a white boy.
I'm going to agree to disagree.
Okay. I could be wrong. I really don't know. I just assumed it was him.
It doesn't say featuring anybody.
Oh my god, how was the acting? That's what we need to know.
D plus, C minus.
C minus? I give it a B. I think it was fine.
Solid B?
A B.
Yeah. I think the main guy takes me out of it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like him. Sorry, fat boy, if that is you. Whoops. Don't love it. Which my least favorite part is when they're walking through the neon signs. Because of his little fake little strut.
I kind of like the strut.
Okay, but you.
I like the timing on it. I like that you know that they're not really walking, so they're having to act like they're walking. That's kind of what makes it good acting, in my opinion.
Oh, see, I'm the opposite. The way they're walking is bad. That's not a white guy, Travis. It's not. Look at his face.
No, that's a white guy.
He's like Puerto Rican.
I mean, he kind of does have a little bit of an olive skin color, but very little.
You know
he's
what?
He's like half.
People look different Puerto Rican. Before, so yeah, he's white.
Okay. My favorite part, and I don't know why, is when he's a werewolf in the tattoo shop. And it appears that he's getting a tattoo on his ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think is hilarious.
It's just different strokes, you know? Yeah. That's what he do when he crashes in the chips for me.
To think about it, someone had to shave a werewolf's ass and give them a tattoo.
There's more to the story around it.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic.
And you know what, Travis? What would you change? Show us. Show him shaving his ass so he can get a tattoo. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
Just do that. It's silly and it's great. Oh, wait, you know what? All right, so right here, we just saw, this is the beginning of the video, right when he changes, he drops his hat on the ground, runs off. He doesn't have the hat the rest of the night.
Yeah, the hat is in a completely different place
at the outside end of the video.
Which, to be fair, it could be the same bar. He could have made his way back to the exact same spot.
He did not. But I'm going to tie it into your theory, though. So as far as him making it up or being mugged or passing out in the street, the dancers were his muggers. So that's when his hat falls off, when he like changes. Right then, they mug him. He maybe hurts one of their arms and then is down. He's a downed man and has this trip.
His hired lottery winning.
Yeah. All the above.
Dancers are the ones that mug him.
Yeah. That's okay.
Fine.
I do not believe that they go together.
So I'm mixed on this. I did not, because I read the lyrics very first. First thing I did was read the lyrics. I was like, this song makes no sense at all. Yeah. I don't understand what he's saying. And then I watched the video. I'm like, okay, I kind of understand. So it did kind of go together, but I don't know. That's probably not the right answer.
Yeah. I mean, so the easiest way for you to answer this, Travis... is to close your eyes right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Eyes are closed.
You hear the song in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a werewolf?
No.
There you go. They don't go together.
Absolutely not.
I think that's the easiest way. Now, there is dancing, and you can see tuxedos in a bar if you want to.
Sure.
That's fine. But after that, no.
Yeah, no. It's fine. Okay, you're right. I'm not even going to argue. Would you music video night with possibly Fatboy Slim?
No. No, not this guy. In this video, according to me, is a dick. No.
Fair.
There's a chance he's going to rip my arm off because we didn't pay attention to it being a full moon. No. You're an asshat. You're going to get drunk and fight me in my house?
Only if he gets too drunk.
Well,
I mean, he's fine until he starts drinking too much, right?
I guess.
So we would have to limit his intake, and then maybe? Would he dance for us and sing with a cane?
It's would be within this video. I would with the dancers.
He couldn't. You know what? He couldn't. He couldn't do it with us because we don't drink regular beer, light beer. We drink this shit. What are we drinking? Hold on. Just to be clear, we are drinking something today.
Yeah.
I've got... it's straight to ale.
Both of these are.
Turbo Generator. And it is like 8-point-something% alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
What are you drinking?
Same thing. Same straight to ale, but this is the Imperial Pumpkin seasonal.
Imperial Pumpkin, yeah. And that one's
8.2?
8.8. 8.8? Yep. So, yeah, no, he couldn't do a music video night with us.
He couldn't have one beer.
No.
Because if this is a chance, hang out with his dancers.
Yep.
Y'all can chill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all got it.
I mean... even with one arm.
Yeah, I'm fine. Why not?
Okay. Okay. Oh, what else do we have to cover?
So, which is better?
I put the video. I did put the video.
I put the song.
Okay.
I don't know why. I just didn't... I think the first half of this just makes me so angry to watch it.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
The second half is redeeming. Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
If... you had to listen to the whole song or skip the first minute and a half and just watch the video. Which one would you choose?
Oh, video.
Yeah, okay. That's kind of how I put it in my head.
Mm, yeah, but that's not an option.
It's not. Well, it is. It is. Yeah. The next time we listen to it, we can just skip.
Yeah. And, you know, starting it at... Here's why. Here's a maybe a point to it, right? So if you watch the first part of it, if you cut, so let's imagine the video starts at him turning into the werewolf. Like the people are dancing, mm-hmm. he turns into a werewolf. If you cut right when they're dancing at that part into the werewolf and delete the rest of the video, it changes nothing about the video.
Sure.
So that means it's not necessary and it's not a part of things. So it doesn't. You would have to make the first half connect.
Yeah.
And the song is whatever. It gets stuck in your head. It's of its time. It's nothing I would listen to on my own.
Right.
And I don't remember us listening to it for music video night. I don't know how we reacted. I don't know a score for it. So whatever. So yeah. So you say video, I say song.
Okay.
Okay. I already said no. Yeah, I already said my least favorite part too. So yeah, I think, and I've given you my nonsense rating too.
Yeah.
One sentence summation. One sentence. I didn't have one.
I did. God, I meant to do this a long time ago. I covered it in one of my theories. I meant to say it a long time ago, but I was going to say it's mating season of the last werewolf. And then I was going to go into my theory, but I blew that.
You actually did say it.
Did I say it?
You said it.
Okay. Well, that's my one sentence summation.
Oh, man. This is the story. Nope, that's too long.
this is the story. All of
how. No, so I want it to tie into something about.
And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there.
This is what you tell your hat repairman happened.
Okay. Yeah, this is the story you make up when you bring your hat in. Sure.
Like you find it, you just, it's squished, and you'd be like, so, dude, I turned into a werewolf. You're not going to believe this.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, this is still under warranty, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's 100% correct.
Okay.
All right, let's get into the scoring. You want to go first, or you want me to go first?
I'll go first. I had fun covering with you, Travis. And I think at the end of these podcasts, I always feel like my score is low because I had fun.
Right.
But we got to get to the cold, hard truth of this.
Okay.
I guessed you at a 4.77.
Holy jeez. 4.78. Mm-hmm. You are 1/100th off.
That's pretty good.
I mean, yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Wow. I had you guessed at a 3.97.
2.9.
Okay. I was one whole point.
Yeah. 1.07. That's still close.
That's still close.
Yeah. I don't know. I felt right.
4.7. That's pretty good. Actually, I might change it to a 4.77 and say you're right because
no.
I could deduct that percentage right there.
Yeah, but I want to nail it eventually. It's going to happen. Just statistically, it will eventually. But that's the closest we've gotten. I think
that's really close. Yeah, that may be the closest you've gotten.
So that's it. And you know, 2.9. Neither one of us go and look at our other scores to compare it to other videos to see. Oh, you know, was that worse than this? Was this better? 2.9 is a low video for me. So, sorry.
7.7. I can't believe you were that close. Wow. I'm getting predictable. I think it's a fair score.
You think 2.9 is?
Either one. Okay. I think either one is fine. I think I may have had a little bit of a better time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to score after talking about it, you would score it probably closer to me. You would definitely go up a little bit. Maybe not that much.
Maybe.
But, yeah, I think I just had a little bit better time of it. And I didn't want to offend John Watts too much.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's not great.
No. God, it's 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. He's making.
Well, he's done some really great stuff
fine.
Lately.
He doesn't need us to approve of this video. No, it's just, it's even in terms of if we zoom out into the pillars of this, is how much of a music video does this feel like? And it's not a good one. Like, I don't feel like it's a music video. Like, yeah. It doesn't, I won't think of it.
Well, and he may know. He may know it's not a good video and may be, he may be mad that we've brought it up.
Maybe.
Because it's not on Wiki. His name is not attached to this at all on Wikipedia. I had to search him and look at everything he's done to find it.
So he's trying to hide it.
He may be.
Interesting.
He may not be proud of this.
Yeah. What if John Watts is in the werewolf mask and he committed a few crimes?
That would be fantastic.
Okay. Well, that's I think all I got, man. I have nothing else to add.
Definitely all I have.
You said you had a lot of notes. Did we hit everything that you were trying to
do? We did. We hit everything. To be fair, you talked about half of it. And I did. It was my theory. So
yeah.
The fact that you had zero theories but guessed all of mine, it's kind of sad.
Yeah. And your score.
Yeah, and my score. Yeah, you knew exactly where I was going with this video. All right. That's all I got, guys. Good episode. I enjoyed this one.
Yeah. Now, we only have one left. Oh, yes.
One left for this season.
Yeah, and we're hoping to get our guests. We're trying. This past week, it was my fault that it messed up because I got the time zones wrong.
Okay, that's fine. We've got somebody. He wants to do it with us. We're trying to make that work. If it doesn't, no biggie, because we love him and we'll do it again.
Yeah, he'll come back to
us. He will.
Probably for a better video, to be honest. Because our last video was what, Travis?
Word Up.
Wired App. Let's watch this. Let's watch this happen. This is bad.
Korn.
There we go.
Word Up by Korn. Wow, I almost forgot.
Yep.
That'll be a fun episode, too.
I've already got a theory.
Do you?
I haven't watched it since, but I got my theory right away.
I got nothing.
Okay.
That's good.
Cool. Well, guys, thank you for listening, and subscribe to this on your podcast applications.
Yeah, anywhere you listen to podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Pandora, whatever I'm missing, all of those. Give us a like, send us a comment, let us know how we're doing. Thanks for listening, guys. That's Jared.
That's Travis.
Peace.
Goodbye.